Sairam, and good afternoon, dear listeners. Welcome to a soulful Thursday afternoon with me, Chandu Vijay. You're currently tuned to Love, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam. And today, we're going to be talking about something which is widely prevalent in the society. Stress. How often have we complained of being so stressed out or having had to deal with stressful situations? And what happens to us after that? Well, fear not. Today, we're going to dive deep into stress and tackle it from the front. Let us try to understand stress and see how we can reduce stress slowly but surely from our lives.
Reach out to each other, set you free.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, stress is a very commonly talked about issue in the world now. Now, this year, the National Public Radio in America conducted a survey on stress. And according to the results, 50% or of more than 2,500 adults whom they surveyed said they had at least one major stressful event or experience in the past year. And the most cited reason for stress is illness and diseases of the body. The second one being death of a loved one. The third one being problems with work. Fourth being life changes or transitions. And the last two being family issues and problems with personal relationships. So now, what is stress? Now, stress is your body's way of responding to any kind of demand. You know, it can be caused by both good and bad experiences. When people feel stressed by something going on around them, their bodies react by releasing chemicals into their blood. It has physical and emotional effects on us and can create positive or negative feelings. Now, as a positive influence, stress can help compel us to action. You know, it can result in a new awareness and an exciting new perspective. An example could be the stress that students feel before the examinations. You know, in my personal experience, it really helped me to focus, and I could study in few days what I could never do for weeks together. Now, as a negative influence, it can result in feeling of distrust, rejection, anger, and depression, which in turn can lead to many health problems such as headaches, upset stomach, rashes, insomnia, ulcers, high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. So with the death of a loved one, the birth of a child, a job promotion, or a new relationship, we experience stress as we readjust our lives. In so adjusting to different circumstances, stress will help or hinder us depending on how we react to it. Now, as we have seen, positive stress adds anticipation and excitement to life, and we all thrive under a certain amount of stress. Deadlines, competitions, confrontations, and even our frustrations and sorrows add depth and enrichment to our lives. Our goal is therefore not to eliminate stress, but to learn to manage it and to learn how to use it to help us. Insufficient stress acts as a depressant and may leave us feeling bored or rejected in life. On the other hand, excessive stress may leave us feeling tied up in knots. So what we need to do is to find the optimal level of stress which will individually motivate but not overwhelm each of us. Thank you. Welcome back, dear listeners. A lot of times, it may seem that there is nothing you can do about stress. The bills won't stop coming, there will never be more hours in a day, and your career and family responsibilities will always be demanding. But you have more control than you might think. You know, very often we allow stress to take over simply because we get carried away with our thoughts and emotions. This always happens in highly pressurizing situations such as at work or when we are confronted with difficulties. In fact, the simple realization that you are in control of your life is the foundation of stress management. Managing stress is all about taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, schedule, and the way you deal with problems. So how can we manage, reduce, and finally eliminate stress? You know, stress management starts with identifying the sources of stress in your life. And this is not as easy as it sounds, I know. The true sources of stress aren't always obvious, and it's all too easy to overlook your own stress-inducing thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Sure, you may know that you are constantly worried about work deadlines, but maybe it is your procrastination rather than the actual job demands that leads to deadline stress. Very often, this is also the case with other stress triggers too. Like some say that driving in traffic is stressful. Perhaps it's actually the reaction to driving in traffic that we allow ourselves to do that actually causes the stress and not exactly the act of driving itself. So to identify your true sources of stress, look closely at your habits, attitudes, and excuses. Now, do you explain away stress as temporary, even though you can't remember the last time you took a breather? Like some people say, I just have a million things to do right now. Or do you define stress as an integral part of your work or home life, or as a part of your personality? Like some people say, things are always crazy around here, or, you know, I have a lot of nervous energy, that's it. Or do you blame your stress on other people or outside events, or view it as entirely normal and unexceptional? Now, until you accept responsibility for the role you play in creating or maintaining it, your stress level will remain outside your control. So let us spend some time reflecting on these questions while we listen to some music.
Power to heal.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, talking about stress and dealing with stress, so are there unhealthy ways of dealing with stress? Of course there are. So let's just list a few and see if you can identify with any of these. You know, many people deal with stress by avoiding the topic or situation altogether, throwing themselves into work, procrastination, taking pills or prescriptions, smoking, drinking, overeating or undereating, sleeping too much, withdrawing themselves from friends and family, watching too much TV or using too much internet, or lashing out at others. So did any of the above identify with you? Well, according to the National Public Radio Survey on Stress in the United States, here are top 9 ways people react to a stressful situation. The first is sleeping less than usual. Second, eating less than usual. Third, exercising or playing sports less than usual. Fourth, attending religious services or praying more than usual. 5, sleeping more than usual. 6th, eating more than usual. 7th, watching TV or playing video games more than usual. 8, using social media less than usual. And the last being, exercising or playing sports more than usual. So you see, dear listeners, most of the people are doing it the wrong way. There are better ways to cope with stress, and 2 easy methods are journaling and breathing, about which I'll talk in detail later. Now, since everyone has a unique response to stress, there is no one-size-fits-all solution to managing it. No single method works for everyone or in every situation. So experiment with different techniques and strategies. Focus on what makes you feel calm and in control. The most important thing to remember is that you are always in control of any given situation. How you respond and not react makes all the difference. So when we come back after this musical break, we will talk about some effective ways of managing stress.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, according to modern science, stress is no more abstract mental concept. It is something that has very profound physiological effects. It is something that needs to be attended to immediately and right away. Now, based on experiments on rats, scientists say that chronic stress kills brain cells, and the area that gets damaged is the hippocampus area of your brain, which controls learning and memory. Chronic stress can damage your chromosomes, which houses your DNA, and this can make you age faster. Studies have shown that mothers of young children are a highly stressed group. They say that for every year of taking care of a chronically ill child, there is almost 6 years of aging happening to the mother. So that shows how destructive stress can be. So what are some of the effective ways of managing stress? Now, identifying unrelieved stress and being aware of its effects on our lives is not sufficient for reducing its harmful effects. Now, just as there are many sources of stress, there are many possibilities for its management. However, all require effort towards change, changing the source of stress or changing your reaction to it. How do you proceed? Well, the first step would be to become aware of your stressors and your emotional and physical reactions. That is, notice your stress, don't ignore it, don't gloss over your problems. Determine what events distress you. What are you telling yourself about the meaning of these events? Determine how your body responds to the stress. Do you become nervous or physically upset? If so, in what specific ways? Now, so after you are aware of the stressors and your emotional and physical reactions, the second point or the second step would be to recognize what you can change. Can you change your stressors by avoiding or eliminating them completely? Or can you reduce their intensity, that is, manage them over a period of time instead of a daily or weekly basis? Can you shorten your exposure to stress? That is, can you take a break and leave the physical premises when it happens? Can you devote the time and energy necessary to making a change? So now, once you have recognized what you can change, you need to, the third point, or the third step, is to reduce the intensity of your emotional reactions to stress. The stress reaction is triggered by your perception of danger, that is physical danger or emotional danger. So are you viewing your stressors in exaggerated terms? Are you taking a difficult situation and making it impossible or making it a disaster? Are you expecting to please everyone? Are you overreacting and viewing things as absolutely critical and urgent? So now, work at adopting more moderate views. Try to see the stress as something you can cope with rather than something that overpowers you. Try to temper your excess emotions. Put the situation in perspective. You know, do not labor on the negative aspects and the what-ifs. So once you learn to reduce the intensity of our emotional reactions to stress, the fourth point or the fourth step would be to learn to moderate your physical reactions to stress. First step in this is slow, deep breathing, because slow and deep breathing will bring your heart rate and respiration back to normal. You know, relaxation techniques can help muscle tension. It will reduce the muscle tension. One of the best ways is to practice yoga in the morning, because that takes care of both the breathing and the exercise. You know, practice pranayama, practice yoga. All this will moderate your physical reactions to stress. And once you have learned to do that, the fifth step is to build your physical reserves. That is, exercise for cardiovascular fitness 3 to 4 times a week at least. Eat a well-balanced, nutritious meal. Maintain your ideal weight. Avoid things like caffeine, nicotine, and other stimulants. And mix leisure with work. That is, take breaks when you can. And A very important point is to get enough sleep. Be as consistent with your sleep schedule as possible. And once you start to build your physical reserves, the sixth step is to maintain your emotional reserves. That is, develop some mutually supportive friends. Pursue realistic goals which are meaningful to you rather than goals others have for you that to which you do not share any passion or interest. Now, expect some frustrations, failures, and sorrows. You know, life is not a bed of roses. It has thorns. Always be kind and gentle with yourself to be a friend to yourself. And finally, a stress journal can help you identify the regular stressors in your life and the way you deal with them. Now, each time you feel stressed, keep track of it in your journal. And as you keep a daily log, you will begin to see patterns and common themes and write them down. Like, write down what caused your stress. You know, make a guess if you are unsure about it. Write down how did you feel? Did you, both physically and emotionally, how you felt? Write it down. Write down how you acted in response. And write down what you did to make yourself feel better. And once you start keeping this log, you will know how you can manage stress much better than what you're doing now. And in this way, it is like being a therapist to yourself. So, as I said before, another really simple way to manage stressful situation is to simply breathe. Whenever you find yourself in a highly stressful situation or place, simply close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Because breathing helps you to clear your mind and ease the confusion. And after you are sure that you have calmed down, you can make better informed choices and decisions.
Thank you. So divine is how we feel when we're with you.
Back, dear listeners. Now, not all stresses can be avoided, and it's not healthy to avoid a situation that needs to be addressed. Now, you may be surprised, however, by the number of stresses, or in other words, the people or situations that can cause stress in your life that you can eliminate. You know, the next time you are faced with a situation that is stressful, try some of the tips we will talk about now. Firstly, learn to say no. You know your limits and stick to them. Whether in your personal or professional life, taking on more than you can handle is a surefire recipe for stress. Many times we oblige because we want to be nice or we just genuinely want to help out. But remember, if you take on too much than you can handle, you will start to feel burnt out and you may not be able to deliver as well as you would want to be. And secondly, avoid people who stress you out. If someone consistently causes stress in your life and you can't turn the relationship around, limit the amount of time you spend with that person or end the relationship entirely. You know, Swami always reminds us that one can tell what kind of a person we are from the company that we are with. It is only natural to be influenced easily by the people around us, especially since we spend so much of our time with them. Take a little stock check on the types of people you spend time with. Are they causing you more stress or are you happy being around them? Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, continuing on how we can eliminate stress-causing situations in our lives, we spoke about 2 points. Firstly, learn to say no. Secondly, avoid people who stress you out. Now, the third point is to take control of your environment. Now, if the evening news makes you anxious, turn the TV off. If the traffic's got you tense, take a longer but less traveled route. Now, if going to the market is an unpleasant job for you, do your grocery shopping online or take the help of someone who can do it for you. You know, there are so many ways of taking control of your environment, even at work. Now, if you are constantly faced with difficult co-workers, change the environment you work in one step at a time. For example, if the co-worker enjoys backbiting and gossiping all the time, bring a set of headphones to work so that you can enjoy some relaxing music while you get your work done. Because mostly if someone is engrossed in work, people naturally try not to disrupt their flow. If lunchtime becomes a hub of gossip, opt to bring food from home or try having lunch with other people elsewhere. Also avoid hot button topics. Now if you get upset over religion or politics, cross them off your conversation list. Now if you repeatedly argue about the same subject with the same people, stop bringing it up or excuse yourself if the topic comes up in the discussion. Because sensitive topics especially cause a lot of stress very easily. Remember that everyone is entitled to their own thoughts and opinions. Agree to disagree and change the topic to something more subdued, central and common to all. But at the end, remember that these are all temporary fixes. Because if anything pushes your buttons, know that that is a weakness you have to work on. You cannot forever let others dictate how you should live your life.
Yep.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, most of the time, stress also occurs from not being able to voice your opinions on certain situations. Now, when things like this happen, find a way to express your thoughts healthily. For example, speak to someone who would not take sides in the issue at hand and explain your side of the story. More often than not, seeking a neutral party's opinion can help us see more clearly. At times, we must also be willing to compromise. When you ask someone to change their behavior, be willing to do the same. If you both are willing to bend at least a little, you will have a good chance of finding a happy middle ground. So, be more assertive. Don't take a back seat in your life. Deal with problems head on, doing your best to anticipate and prevent them. If you got an exam to study for and your chatty roommate just got home, say up front that you got only 5 minutes to talk. Sometimes things are as simple as that.
One reality.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So stress, if left undisturbed, can turn into something that will have long-lasting effects on us. From medical to psychological effects, all of these will cause much difficulty in our lives if left unattended. If you're prone to stress or live in high-stress conditions, Take some time out every now and then, go on holidays, or simply pick a practice that will help to ground you each day before heading out into the world. It can be anything from going out for a walk or run to exercising or meditation or even just listening to some inspiring music or talks. From a spiritual perspective, the easiest way to deal with stress is to turn inward. There are many different practices that can help reduce the chatter of the mind and focus clearly on tasks at hand without getting distracted. One clear way of reducing stress is meditation. Meditation helps to calm the mind and thoughts, and with less chatter going on, it will be much easier to see what the root cause of stress really is. Some also try exercise or yoga, as I mentioned before, as a form of relaxation and relief. Regular practice of yoga will help build a new routine, and as the mind acclimatizes to healthier practices, it will become easier to see problems at hand clearly. Also, as I spoke before, practice pranayama. Breathing exercises automatically calms us down in any situation. Attending prayer session or listening to bhajans and doing namasmarana, all these are antidotes that Swami gives us for a myriad of problems, stress included. These are all healthy ways of connecting to the higher self, which can help us see beyond the level of mind with ease. So dear listeners, remember that you are always in charge, and it is simply a choice either to allow stress to take over or for you to take charge. And with that, it is time to conclude this segment. And at 3:30 p.m. we will have Brother Sai Prasad with his live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari. And till we meet next week, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy.
The light of God is who I am. the light of God is the truth of my being. The light of God is the good I'm receiving. The light of God is all I am seeking. The light of God is who I
the high.